Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Morning Mess.
Okay, it's The Morning Mess. It's time for another staycation setup. So you got Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
And it's Carla.
Let's all say good morning to Bree on the line.
Hey, girl.
Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Hi, Bree. So what's going on with you and Justin, is it?
Yes. So he's my boyfriend for 8 months, and we just moved in together, and I am pretty sure he's cheating on me.
Okay. Well, tell us, why exactly do you think that's happening now that you've moved in?
Well, now that we've moved in, like, you know, we spend all of our time together outside of work. So I know what time he's getting home from work, which has been pretty late, and he's been telling me he's been working really hard. So, you know, I'm trying to be a good girlfriend, and I'm trying to help him out, and I was working on his laundry. So, you know, I took his jeans, I turned them inside out, and I emptied the pockets. And when I emptied out one of his pockets, I found typical stuff. Change, lint, used tissues, and then two movie ticket stubs. For, like, Friday night, the one of the nights that he said he was working late.
Okay, so I'm just going to say this. My sister is a big movie buff, and one of our big pastimes is to go and see movies.
This guy's cheating on her with your sister?
What are you talking about? So I tend to go to see movies with my sister a lot. That's what we do when we go out.
Makes sense.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. Does he have any other, like, family members?
No. I mean, we even haven't gone out to see a movie since basically when we first dated.
Okay.
If he went to the movies Friday night where he said he was working late?
Yeah, he said he had clients and he was working late.
Oh, no. He took a date out to a movie on that one. What's his name again?
Justin.
Don't say anything about his name.
Wait, I'm looking.
There's nothing wrong with his name, Joey.
On my sheet, it says Justin is not a cheater's name. So this is really throwing me for a loop.
Oh, my God.
We got to call and see if this guy is ready to risk it to get the biscuit at the movies.
If only you could see the face that Joey makes.
Someone else other than Bree. Listen, man, we can ask so many questions. Our faces are blue. Let's just call this guy. Offer him a free romantic staycation. And the question we're going to ask him, Anish, is,
who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Do you suspect anybody? Is there any coworkers you suspect, or friends, exes?
No, he doesn't talk about who he works with. Like, I don't know. I'm clueless.
There's always one hot girl that everyone works with, so...
Oh, are you looking at me right now?
Nope, I'm actually.
Are you sure?
Yep, I'm pretty positive. Pretty positive that you're a man, first of all. Okay, so listen, we'll call Justin up and we'll get to the bottom and top of this, okay?
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's that staycation setup that is up next with us, your Morning Mess. Morning, you. We're back with the staycation setup. So we spoke to Miss Bree. Now, Miss Bree, being a good girlfriend, she is going to help wash the clothes, went through her man's, his pockets, to make sure everything's out the pockets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Finds two tickets for a movie this past Friday night, and he told his lady that he was working late. Well, Bree, you found two tickets, but you think that obviously he went on a date with someone, right, Bree?
Unfortunately, I'm hoping that's not the case, but I'm pretty suspicious.
And you don't have anyone in mind that he might be seeing on the side?
Not anyone that I know. I mean, if there is anybody, it would have to be somebody from work because he keeps saying he's working late.
Right. And if he is cheating with someone from work, are you going to fight them?
Joey?
It's not worth it, girl, even if it is from someone from work.
Carla, you never fought another girl for a guy?
I've never fought a girl ever.
Really?
No.
So listen.
What? This is about you, Bria.
It is.
So sorry about that. This is not about anybody fighting with anybody. We are here to help you. This is all part of the staycation setup. So what's going to happen is I'm going to call up your boyfriend right now, offer him a free romantic weekend stay, give him the option to bring whomever he'd like. The goal is that he's going to pick your name, but if he doesn't, the show is yours. You can say whatever you want to. We've got our hands at the beep. Okay?
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Justin?
Yes, and who's this?
Hi, Justin. My name is Jonathan, and I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel with some good news for you. So you've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay. So what that means is we're going to put you up in our penthouse suite. We're going to accompany that with our honeymoon package. And I'm actually calling to congratulate you and confirm some details for your reservation.
What's the catch of doing this?
No catch. All we're asking is a review of your experience after the stay.
All right, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So I've got your name and number here on our reservation. So just have a couple questions to get taken care of. My first one for you, sir, is we leave a personalized note for your guest. Now, I have some generic messages that I can put on here, but since this is the penthouse suite, maybe if you have something specific, I'd be happy to jot that down to make that note a little bit more personal.
Can you just put something like, here is to spending more time together, babe?
Now, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I'll start with your guest first name, please.
Her name's Teresa.
Oh. What? Teresa?
Justin?
Who the hell is Teresa?
So, Justin, we got to let you know you're live on the radio right now. We're the morning mess.
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude.
Who's Teresa?
Like, this is ridiculous. Like, I'm, like, over this shit. You're, like, way too paranoid for me. You've been way too paranoid since day one.
Paranoid? So,
kidding.
You're cheating on her. Of course she should be paranoid because, obviously, she thinks she's in a relationship and you're giving Teresa the chorizo.
It's not paranoia when you're caught, okay?
Tell him, girl.
Found in your pockets while doing your dirty laundry because
tell
you're never
girl, tell
your
him.
Own laundry.
Yeah, and you're also pushing.
Instead of saying sorry or having an explanation or telling me who the hell this Teresa girl is, you're trying to tell me I'm paranoid and that you're done with me. How about you just stay at the office, okay?
Cool.
Do you even have a job? Wait. Like, do you even go to work? Is that also a lie?
This is what happens when you push people like this.
You've oh, she pushed you to cheat on her?
She pushed your Elvis into her pelvis? Is that what you're trying to claim now?
Since we first started dating, she's always been up my back.
Well, how long have you been getting the chorizo to Teresa? How many months? You might as well admit it now.
I don't have to tell you guys anything. I'm not going to tell you anything.
Okay.
This is my life. I'm going to keep this personal. I don't know. And
you're garbage. You're pathetic.
Okay.
I'm done with you.
All right. Cool. Well, good times.
Right. What the heck? Oh, can we hang up on him? This guy's ridiculous.
Please.
Justin.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure you're there so I can hang up on you. Hold on.
But either he's going to come home tonight and try to beg to, like, stay the night or give me some BS apology.
You better not butter that popcorn either, boy.
Can you not?
Don't take him back, even if you're lonely.
No, I'm done. I think he's just a pathetic piece of
Are you going to take him back, though?
No. I mean, he's just like, who calls me out for being paranoid and pushy? And I mean, he's the one who wants to move in together. So.
Which is wild, but good, girl. Now you are on your own. You are an independent woman officially at this point. He's absolute trash. We have counseling services. Carla can hook you up with that.
Do you speak Spanish, Brie?
No, I don't.
Here's a lesson. Ready?
Oh, my God.
Tacos before vatos. Do you understand that?
Tacos before
vatos.
Vatos. What does that mean?
Well, you gotta almost sing the vatos. Say vatos.
Vatos.
There you go. Means it's tacos before these guys. You know what I'm saying? Call your ladies up. Have a little taco date. Have a little six pack or some wine. And forget about these guys for the evening. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Thank you guys for your support.
We support you from afar. Say like you mean it. You're part of the raza. Let's hear you say it one more time, Brie.
Tacos before
vatos. Another one.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to the brown side. Como que no? Put Brie on hold. We'll pay for her taco date. I got you, hun.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.